This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Did ExxonMobil mislead investors and the public about what it really knew about climate change? A study from Harvard today draws on the internal communications of scientists at Exxon. This is a matter that's already being investigated by the Attorneys General of New York and Massachusetts, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
When a Los Angeles Times article came out a few years ago accusing ExxonMobil of hiding climate science, the oil company issued a challenge. It would release all its internal documents for the public to read and decide for themselves. Naomi Reskes, a researcher at Harvard, took the challenge and co-wrote this new study.
We subjected them to a social scientific technique in order to do complete objective unbiased appraisal of the full set of documents.
187 documents. They found that more than 80% of internal communication and scientific papers at ExxonMobil acknowledged climate change is real and human-caused. But 80% of paid advertisements in the New York Times, called advertorials, expressed doubt. So does this make it harder for the company to defend itself? Michael Girard is a law professor at Columbia University.
The mere fact of having some information that is at odds with what they're saying in general might not be a basis for liability unless Exxon uniquely knew certain information that was not publicly available.
ExxonMobil says the investigations are politically motivated and has asked a federal court for an injunction. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.